Hi everybody, welcome to probably the last unscripted Sunday Ask Me Anything post kind of thing. I have more of an idea where we're going, a name, a website, things like that. So things are progressing, so this will probably be the very last out of nowhere post. So good morning, happy Sunday. I'm sure you can hear my dog scratching in the background, because why wouldn't you? I decided to stay in today because my backyard is infested with mosquitoes and I have been so itchy from being outside, and I just don't feel like being eaten by mosquitoes. So this week has been pretty interesting. I've met several new people. I applied for a new job within the same corporation that I work for. Still haven't heard back on it, so I'm definitely ready to go. I'm ready to hear about it. I've been working on trying to ignore my dogs because they're so damn noisy. I've been working on the website. I've been working on just getting things ready, getting things prepared, getting things off the ground, working with my partner in crime, who is amazing and incredible and who's supported me through everything. She's just great. So we're really very excited about that. I'm still kind of just waking up, so it's 8 o'clock and I haven't been talking very much, so I'm still kind of scratchy. Let's see. Alright, let's go ahead and tackle some of these solicited feedback posts that I've been getting. I feel like I have more somewhere. Put up a Google form instead of just having a Reddit post, and anonymous questions, my goodness. Some of them were very sexual in nature, very funny, but so we'll start with the easy ones. Would I prefer a drum lesson or a guitar lesson? Honestly, neither. I'm not very musically inclined. I dated a drummer in my 20s. Wouldn't date that guy again. And I did have a guitar in my 20s. I used to play. Cannot play for shit. I couldn't play for shit then. I can't play for shit now. I sold it for rent money because I was broke ass 20-year-old. You know, I don't know if any of you are in your 20s, but hopefully you never have to do that. I can't play an instrument. I could sing at the time. I can't do it anymore. Too scratchy, too baritone, too much chronic bronchitis. So there's none of that anymore. Let's see, the next one, sexual one that I received, the rest of them are just... And if I don't get to your question, you can feel free to resubmit and we will get it next week, because I will still add that in to the new format once that's ready. Nope. Okay, so on to the sexy questions. What is the longest fuck session I've ever had with a guy or a girl? I didn't think about that one for a minute because I've had a lot of experience. I've only had a handful of experiences with women. It's the same woman who's my best friend. And it was never very, it was average with her, like an hour maybe. I don't know. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry to divulge those few times. I won't mention you by name, but with a man, I don't think I've ever, like, kept track. I know that there were times that I could go and go and go like the fucking Energizer Bunny. Just, we'd come, we'd take a nap, we'd come, we'd take a nap, we'd come, we'd have pizza, we'd take a nap, we'd come some more. So maybe like an all day affair into the evening, into the late night. I never really timed it because I never really had a neat, like a reason to, because I wasn't, I'm in a rush to get somewhere else. It was just, this is why I'm here, this is what we're doing. One of my most memorable longest ones was, I was kind of seeing this guy once, and we were dating-ish, but not really. And we went on, well, I guess we were kind of dating-ish. We went on a date, and I met some of his friends, went back to his house, and we fucked for hours, and the best part about it was that he went down on me for hours. I'm not talking about like just get down there and just kind of lick and just be done. I mean, he went down on there, spread the lips open, and just went crazy for hours. It was incredible. It was amazing. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. That's one of my most memorable experiences. So, okay, what is the biggest cock you've had? So when I got this question, I laughed because it's not that I go around with a measuring stick, like a yardstick or anything like that. Like, hey, whip it out and let me see how big you are. So I don't really know exactly like the exact length. I do know the smallest cock that I've had, that it was one of those, is it in yet? Because that was how small it was. But once it was pretty good. He knew what he was doing with what he had. So I guess that kind of goes with the next question, which we'll get to in a minute. But it was pretty, once he showed me what he could do with it, it was pretty good. I've never had a cock that could really stretch me out, that really made me ache the next day. But I want to. I want one that will just bottom out inside me and then more and more and more and more. Okay, so last question. I only had 4 questions. I feel like I had more somewhere else, but well, like I said, would I do any size worship audios? You know, I don't even think I've ever listened to a size worship audio. So why with this? You're ruining this. I don't even know. How would you do a size worship audio? Is it, oh, baby, you're so big. Oh, fuck, you're stretching out my little pussy so good. I don't know what a size worship audio would sound like, but so now that I've edited all of the 10 minutes of scratching out, I can't say I've ever done one, but I can't say that I'm not open to it, because I think it would be pretty interesting. What else do I have to say? I don't think I have anything else to say. I've just got a lot coming up. I've got the website, I've got the podcast, I've got this podcast, which will be transferring into a new format probably next week. So if you're interested in being interviewed for that, definitely drop me a line. You can send me a message on Reddit. You can email me. You can drop me an email at leigh at tofridayforthis.com. tofridayforthis.com. So I look forward to sharing all of my new adventures with you and all of these new lovely audios. So have a good week and be good and make good choices, and just remember that even though we are miles apart, I love you and I care about you very much.